Hi, honey.
I know you're in your afternoon meeting right now, so I thought it would be a good time to leave you a little message. After work, can you stop at the liquor store and pick up a few expensive bottles of wine? I've got a very romantic dinner planned for someone special. Oh, but of course, it's not for you. My boyfriend is coming over tonight, and I want everything to be perfect. I cooked his favorite meal. I went to the spa and had my hair and my nails done. I even used your credit card to buy a new outfit. I just know he'll love to tear off me later tonight. Oh, but you don't think I'd forgotten about you, did you? After we finish eating, and you've cleaned the dishes, of course, we're going to allow you to join us upstairs. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say join? I really meant watch. Yes. My boyfriend insisted that tonight you watch a real man fuck your wife. Personally, I'd much rather have you just stay at a motel like you usually do when he comes over to satisfy me. But he has other ideas. He wants you to watch him fuck me so you can see who really owns your wife. He does, no question, but he wants to make sure that you understand your place. He's going to make sure you know you're nothing but a little bitch with a little twig for a cock. In fact, we picked out a nice set of pink panties and heels for you to wear for when you watch us. They're lacy. Oh, they're just so feminine. They'll look perfect on you. I know that when you have them on, it will look like you don't even have a cock at all. You might as well be cockless. All the good it's done you. Do you know you've never made me orgasm, not even once in all the years that we've been together? Not even close. In fact, I could barely feel you inside me. You're so little. It's worthless. That thing you call a cock. Ugh. Tonight, you're going to see what a real dick looks like. Oh, his cock. Oh, his cock is massive. It's so big and beautiful. I belong on my knees in front of it. Just worshiping it. Maybe, just maybe, we'll make you get on your knees too, so you can see it from the proper angle. You know, since you're nothing but a little bitch and all. Can I tell you a little secret? He's so big, it hurts. It hurts when he pounds me. Oh. Don't get me wrong, it's always better than anything you've ever done, but I ache for days after. He's never gentle. You used to make love to me, so gentle and tender. Well, back when I used to let you fuck me, it was pathetic. God. But when he's inside me, I can feel the tears welling up in my eyes because I am filled and stretched to the max. He fucks me like the whore I am, how I deserve to be fucked. He wraps his hands around my throat and, well, he owns my body every inch. Oh my God. I am so wet just thinking about it. It's so nice to have a real man around. Not just someone pretending to be. I think I am going to spend a good long time worshiping his cock tonight. Yes. My mouth is watering now that I'm thinking about wrapping my lips around it. A nice, long, slow blowjob. Oh, yeah, that's what I'll give him. Of course, that will only last for a bit before he fucks my face. I wonder how it's gonna make you feel hearing your wife choke on another man's cock. Lord knows, I've never gagged on your little dick. Can you even remember the last time I sucked that poor excuse for a cock you keep in your pants? God, can you believe I actually did that for you once upon a time? God, Thankfully, I have a giant meaty cock to feast on now. I love being on my knees for him. He belongs in my mouth. He tastes so fucking good. And his cum? So thick and hot. I swallow every drop. Unless, of course, he chooses to mark me. Have you ever come on my face? No, of course you haven't. All you can manage is a little trickle. Never enough to satisfy. Just pathetic. He is going to come on my face tonight. You'll get to see how good your wife looks marked by another man. You know what else I'm going to do? I am going to wrap my hand around his massive cock, and I'm going to stroke him until he explodes. We want him to erupt, that thick, hot cum spilling all over my fingers when he does. Because you know what else he'll be covering in cum when he does that? My wedding ring. Do you like that idea? The symbol of our love and devotion covered in another man's cum. Maybe if you weren't such a little bitch with a little cock, that would be the last straw. But knowing you, the idea of it is just making your cock hard. Or, well, as hard as you can manage. You're probably sitting there thinking about stroking that half-limp dick like a bitch. Just like a bitch that you are. Go on, do it. Stroke it to the image of him coming all over my ring. No one will even notice, of course, because it's so small. So you really have nothing to worry about. You could walk around your office all day with that cock hard and no one would even bat an eye. You couldn't fuck any of those women you work with anyways. They all probably know what a limp bitch you are. They can see it in your eyes. No woman when someone with a cock that small. They want to be filled and stretched. And you never did measure up. Can I tell you another secret? I never have my boyfriend use protection. You know why? It's not just because it feels better, no. It's because I want him to put a baby in me. I want him to breed me like the slut I am. You know what? You're going to provide for that baby. You'll be a doting father because you aren't man enough to stand up to him. I want a real man's baby in me. You are going to stand there and watch another man get your wife pregnant. And it is going to make you so fucking hard, you won't be able to keep yourself from stroking that little pathetic dick. So, hurry home, bitch. We've got a very big night planned for you.